It's easy to slip into a monotonous cycle of going to work and then coming home, day in and day out. You might feel the need for another place to go, to get away from that routine. But during the pandemic lockdown, there were suddenly a lot fewer of these third places. Radioactive's Gideon Hall looks at one of these third places, a Seattle music organization, and how they're coming back from being online.
Like a lot of people in high school, I spend 7 hours a day at school, then I go home to do homework. That was until my friend Ari Whidbey, who you hear playing the guitar now, bullied me into joining my high school's theater program. Theater turned into a way for me to escape other responsibilities and pressures. These places, outside of home, school, and work, actually have a name, third places. For me, that's theater. For Ari, that's the Rhapsody Project, which describes itself as a community that teaches blues and roots music to young people through an anti-racist lens. Ari describes it differently.
We're all just a bunch of weirdos who play music together.
Anti-racism is a huge part of what Rhapsody does. They teach blues and roots music, Black American music, which is what almost all of the music we know and love evolved out of. Ari's a busy person, so I asked them why they choose to do Rhapsody along with school, theater, and other responsibilities.
I choose to do Rhapsody because it's something I genuinely enjoy. It is nice to have a mostly relaxing kind of day where you're just playing music, having fun, and honestly sharing a lot of stories about your week with people you love, and usually we have awesome food.
To understand more about third places like Rhapsody, I spoke to Danielle Littman, a PhD candidate in social work at the University of Denver. She studies third places and why they're so important.
Having a third place where you feel affirmed and you feel like you belong can be really important in anybody's life, but especially for young people who hold marginalized identities, especially if they haven't gotten their identities and experiences affirmed or their needs met in their first place at home or in their second place at school.
This creates an incredible community between participants, but also the educators. You can hear how Ari feels about this community in their voice when I asked them what they thought about one of the Rhapsody co-founders, Joe Siemens.
What do I think of Joe? That is my man. I love Joe.
Later, when I talked to Joe to hear more about Rhapsody, he described the same kind of community Ari was talking about when I asked him what kept him with Rhapsody all these years.
We teach music, but it really is for the purpose of building community as much as anything. And so it's the community that kept me sticking with it.
This kind of community became really difficult to maintain over the pandemic. Rhapsody didn't permanently shut down like some places did, but it was hard to continue during lockdown.
It's the kind of thing that we do at the heart of Rhapsody is we get together and we play music. And that's not a thing you can do on Zoom in the same way.
During lockdown, a lot of third places like Rhapsody moved online. Schools went virtual and so did a lot of jobs. All of these things that would normally happen in three different places at least were all happening in one, at home. Obviously, there are problems with this. Here's Littman, the PhD candidate.
One of the cons of virtual third places and therefore pros of physical third places is just the sense of embodiment and this ability to like be in physical space. And I think we can think about that on a cellular level. When we're physically connecting with people, that can be really valuable.
But there are some important upsides to virtual third places, too.
I also think it's important to bring up the idea of accessibility, you know, immunocompromised folks and folks with disabilities.
With the pandemic, this question has undoubtedly grown in importance and prominence in people's eyes, even if they don't have the vocabulary to explain it.
The pandemic made having Rhapsody in my life way more important, and I didn't really realize how important Rhapsody was to me until we went online. And now I know, and I'll never take it for granted.
For Radioactive, I'm Gideon Hall.